Hello and welcome to the On Record podcast. I'm your host, Ujwala.
Father Stan Swamy was a quintessential Indian. What an Indian should be like.
Ek intellectual man. जिसको लॉ पॉलिसी और ग्रास रूट का एक बहुत स्ट्रॉन्ग नॉलेज था उनको.
He was very radical. He wanted things to be done as per the law and so on. So we others did not cooperate much. So Stan would take a stand what he wanted to do, and then he goes against ahead. So.
On 5th of July, Father Stan Swamy died in the custody of the National Investigation Agency. Human rights activists across the country held the government and its agencies responsible for his death. The 84-year-old Stan Swamy was a Jesuit priest who was booked under Unlawful Activities Prevention Act, which is an anti-terror law, on charges of having connections with a banned Maoist organization and for allegedly conspiring to cause communal violence in the country and planning an armed militia against the Prime Minister Modi's government. On one end, the allegations make him sound like a dangerous man and a threat to the country. But on the other, so many rights activists, including the United Nations Commission for Human Rights, said they were saddened and disturbed by his death. So who was Father Stan Swamy?
Ek intellectual man jisko law policy aur grassroot ka ek bahut strong knowledge tha unko.
Aloka Kujur is a human rights activist from Adivasi Adhikar Manch in Jharkhand, and she has worked with Father Stan Swamy for the last 22 years.
Aur wo knowledge apne grassroot ke tribal people, PTG groups, women, Dalit, in logo ke beech mein kaam karte the. Unke jo rights the, जैसे लैंड राइट्स का मसला है, डिस्प्लेसमेंट होते थे तो उनको राइट्स नहीं मिलता था. गवर्नमेंट डिस्प्लेसमेंट कर देती थी, हाउस कीपिंग हाउस नहीं मिलता था, जॉब नहीं मिलते थे. तो ऐसे लोग यूनाइट होके मूवमेंट करते थे. तो उन मूवमेंट में उनको कई लीगल चीज की जानकारी चाहिए होती थी. उनको उनके चीज़ों को जो लिख नहीं पाते थे तो वो उनको आके बताते थे, तो वो उनके लिए राइटिंग कर देते थे. तो लोगों की आवश्यकता थी स्टैन.
इन अर्ली 2000s, फादर स्वामी फाउंडेड एन ऑर्गेनाइजेशन कॉल्ड बगीचा, विच प्रोवाइडेड अ प्लेटफॉर्म फॉर एक्टिविस्ट्स वर्किंग फॉर वेरियस डिप्राइव्ड ग्रुप्स टू कम टुगेदर. This Bagicha Ashram in Ranchi was home to Father Swamy and also to all the people's activism in and around Jharkhand.
Because Jharkhand has a lot of political movement here. Displacement, forest, land rights, mining and other many movements. There was a lot of movement that needed intellectuality. तो वो उनकी इंटेलेक्चुअल सपोर्ट बहुत देते थे और उन पर शोध भी बहुत करते थे, अपने इंटरनेट कंप्यूटर अखबार. फिर उनके पास जिनकी आवश्यकता है वो वहाँ सेंटर जाते थे, उनसे सजेशन लेते थे, बात करते थे. एक तरह से लीगल सपोर्ट करना, लीगल कौन वकील अच्छे हैं, कौन वकील से सहयोग ले सकते, ये सब चीजों के लिए स्टैन ऑलवेज हेल्पफुल रहते थे.
फादर स्वामी वर्क्ड फॉर द ट्राइबल पीपल हु लॉस्ट देयर लैंड्स ड्यू टू कंस्ट्रक्शन ऑफ डैम्स, माइनिंग एंड अदर कॉर्पोरेट वेंचर्स. ही फाउंड दैट द पीपल डिसपोसेस्ड ड्यू टू दीज इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चरल प्रोजेक्ट्स received either no compensation or very minimal compensation from the government.
Father Stan was always concerned about displacement of Adivasis and so on. So he used to give statistics of how many people have been displaced and how they have not been given compensation. They are not resettled, rehabilitated. So he would want us to also reflect and do in that line of action.
Father P.M. Anthony is the current director of Bagicha.
He was very radical. He wanted things to be done as per the law and so on. So we others did not cooperate much. So Stan would take a stand what he wanted to do, and then he goes, I guess, ahead. So he speaks a different language, speaks for people. So it used to strike us like, no, like his voice will be different, his stand will be different, like others, other people. So he would always bring people's issues forth, no? So that way I was inspired.
When people claimed their rightful compensation for their land, they were denied and put behind the bars. Father Swami sought legal help for those imprisoned, and he had filed a case against the Jharkhand government on behalf of about 3,000 young Adivasis in jail. Critics of the government say that since Father Swami was against the government's pro-corporate policies, he was targeted.
The governments are funded by the industrialists, so the industrialists need land and minerals. When people get together to resist these mining and displacement related issues, they would also want to find out who is behind this, who is supporting these people to come together and raise their voices.
Father Swami was implicated in the Bhima Koregaon case, in which 15 other academicians and human rights activists are arrested under the same Unlawful Activities Prevention Act. So what is the Bhima Koregaon case? In 2018, the village of Koregaon Bhima in Pune witnessed a violent New Year Day. Lakhs of people had gathered near a Jayastambh to mark the 200th anniversary of the battle fought between the Britishers and the Peshwas. The British army comprised a large portion of Dalits and people belonging to lower caste groups who defeated the upper class Peshwas in the battle. The Dalits, who were oppressed for hundreds of years, see this as a victory over the upper caste oppression and gather every year to celebrate it. But on 1st January 2018, their celebrations came to a violent end. Clashes erupted between the right-wing Hindu groups and the Dalit participants, in which one person died and several others were injured. The police linked the members of Elgar Parishad with the violence. Now, Elgar Parishad was a program which was organized on 31st December 2017, a day before the violence erupted. Many activists and political leaders had participated in this event, which had called for an end to communal politics in the country, and they had given speeches criticizing the governance of BJP and Prime Minister Modi. The police claimed the speeches given at the Elgar Parishad instigated the violence on the following day, and the arrests began. Activists from various parts of the country were arrested by the police for their alleged connection with the Bhima Koregaon violence. In the initial charge sheet, the Pune police had claimed the arrested activists were part of the Elgar Parishad event, and further said that the activists had a link with a banned organization called Communist Party of India Maoist. The police further alleged that CPI Maoists had planned to assassinate Prime Minister Modi and destabilize democracy to wage a war against Indian citizens. We have discussed the Bhima Koregaon case in detail in a previous episode. You can listen to it through the link in the description box. Father Swami was the 16th activist to be arrested in the case. The National Investigation Agency alleged that he was involved with inciting the violence that broke out in Bhima Koregaon and claimed that he was conspiring with CPI Maoists to overthrow the Indian government.
The accusations against Father Stan Swami are bizarre and are outrageous, because people who know Father Stan Swami know how fraudulent this case is against him. This is a fraud being played on the people of India.
Apurvanand Jha is a professor of Hindi at Delhi University.
Father Stan Swami always said and always held that you cannot fight injustice with violence. So he was in a way fighting the state, but his aim was not to overturn the state. He believed in the institutions of the state and he tried to nudge them towards justice. That is why he went to courts repeatedly, because he believed that courts would function. And he wanted to help support the court, because when you file a case, it is not to irritate the court or to oppose the court. It is to support the courts. It's to support the course of justice. And this is what he did continuously with his work. But then, nearly a year before, 2 years before, Bagaicha, the place he founded, the institution where he lived, a very simple Spartan life. So it was raided by the National Investigative Agency people. They seized his computer, etc. They interrogated him.
The National Investigation Agency had raided Father Swami's residence twice. That was in August 2018 and June 2019. Last year, he was interrogated for over 15 hours in a span of 5 days in the month of July. The agency claims to have found implicating evidence from his computer, but Father Swami disowned the documents and called them fabricated. On 8th of October last year, he was arrested from his residence and taken to Mumbai's Taloja jail, where he spent the last 8 months. Father Swami was 84. He had Parkinson's disease, which gave him hand tremors and made it difficult for him to even hold a cup without spilling. Yet, he was denied of a straw and sipper from the jail authorities, and the court had to intervene to provide it. He suffered from hearing loss in both the ears and had other age-related ailments.
He was already very frail. He was 83, more than 83. And he was denied sipper for more than 4 weeks. They refused to consider the request of Father Stan Swami to give him sipper to drink water. So we can imagine how inhuman our prison system and our judicial system has become. The judiciary kept waiting for an IU to respond for the request to give sipper to him. He could barely move on his own. He was to be assisted by fellow prisoners. He wrote about it. He was a very strong man, there is no doubt, but your body is no match to your soul force. So body does keep eroding.
Father Swami had repeatedly approached the court for bail, but all his pleas were rejected. He died in the custody of National Investigation Agency in the Holy Family Hospital in Mumbai. The court was hearing his latest bail application when the news of his death was made public. An outpouring number of activists questioned and criticized the government and its agencies for his death, calling it an institutional murder. But what we see in Father Swami's case is not a standalone incident. thousands of citizens are imprisoned under the Unlawful Activities Prevention Act, and the provisions of this law are such that individuals can be kept in custody for up to 3 months with bare minimum evidence, and officials can take up to 6 months to file a charge sheet. The law also has provision to designate any individual as a terrorist if they find prima facie evidence that links the individual to a banned organization or its ideology.
This is not something very unique to Father Sranaswamy. Mm-hmm. Father Sranaswamy himself had said that what is happening to me is happening to many others. Mm-hmm. We must understand that there are more than 10,000 people, approximately 10,000 people in different jails of India under the law, Unlawful Activities Prevention Act, which is the most heinous and dreaded act of India. It's called an act to prevent terror. But this act has become a tool to terrorize people who dare to criticize the government. So this law, which is supposed to be anti-terror law, has become a law to terrorize people of India.
But Father Swami was happy to be a part of the dissenters, and he knew the price he would have to pay for his work. In a video message shot a few days before his arrest, he had said,
"What is happening to me is not something unique happening to me alone. It's a broader process that is taking place all over the country. We are all aware how prominent intellectuals, lawyers, writers, poets, activists, student leaders, they are all put into jail just because they have expressed their dissent or raised questions about the ruling powers of India. So we are part of the process. As such, I am, in a way, I am happy to be part of this process, because I'm not a silent spectator, but I'm part of it, part of the game, and ready to pay the price, whatever be it."
Thank you for listening to the On Record podcast. Our next episode will be out in a week. You can connect with us on Twitter @OnRecordPodcasts. We'll be back soon.